Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
It's Waddle and Sylvie here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. I'm Chris Black, along with Adam Abdallah. We're filling in for Waddle and Sylvie today. Usually you hear our show 6 to 8 weeknights right here on ESPN 1000. We also produce Waddle and Sylvie. We're here with the guys every weekday starting at 2. Black and Abdallah filling in for Waddle and Sylvie, talking Bears with you. David in Highland Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, David?
How you doing, guys?
We're good, man. What's up?
So basically, I bet the Bears to win that game, so every time they kneeled on, it made me sick, but that's the right thing to do. I mean, opposed to, if you got it, it's basically, what do you feel more comfortable with yourself? Kicking a field goal that's an extra point, more or less, or a two-point conversion? Because you got to make the two-point conversion if you score the touchdown, or else you give them the ball back with a chance to lose the game. So what are you more comfortable with, a two-point conversion or kicking a, you know, 18, 20-yard field goal?
Well, I'm not upset with kicking the field goal, David. What I'm upset with is first and goal from the 4. Just give the ball to Montgomery and run the clock and try to get in the end zone. And
if you get in the end zone, though?
Well, if you miss,
make the two-point conversion then. Right?
But if you don't make the two-point conversion, it's still a touchdown game. Do you think you really had confidence?
What do you mean? It's not a touchdown game. It's a six-point game.
Well, they have to score a touchdown. They can't kick a field goal to win.
Exactly. They got to score. They've got to touch it. But they can still win the game. You hold. You break it down to 3 seconds left and kick a field goal. They have no chance of winning. They don't get the ball back.
So you'd rather move back 6 yards than move forward 4 yards?
Well, I'd rather not give them a chance to winning the game at all. Never give the other team the ball.
But you still could have. If you kick the field goal on fourth down with no time left, you're losing the game. So at that point, what if there's a bad snap? What if there's a bad hold? What if there's a blocked kick?
Sure, they could have waited five. I'm not arguing the time of what they left on the clock. I'm just arguing saying trying to score a touchdown at that point is not the thing to do at all. You know, just unless you feel 100% you're going to make the 2-point conversion.
Yeah,
you
know? I mean, look, it's fine either way.
I have no confidence in them in making the 2-point conversion.
I just think they should have run it on first and second down as opposed to just taking a knee. At least give your guys a chance.
So, and if he scores, then...
Yeah, then you're...
If you don't kick 2-point conversion,
well, play some freaking defense.
Game.
That's something they can't do.
Play some defense.
Have you seen the last 2 weeks?
Have you seen the Lions? It's the Lions! You can't stop the Lions from going 80 yards?
It never should have got to that point.
Good point, David. Thanks for the phone call.
All right. Take care, guys.
That's David in Highland Park. It is funny, though, the way that ended. The only thing, I understand what you're saying. Just punch in the end zone, take care of business. I understand playing for the field goal to then just solidify the victory. I just don't know why they waited to 1 second on fourth down to try the field goal. Mm-hmm. That, to me, for a coach that's on the hot seat, seems very flimsy, very dangerous to live your life that way. Also, if you notice on the sideline, did you see him and Tabor doing the little, little whispers to each other, like as if they didn't have a plan going into that possession, right? Like
he doesn't know what he's doing.
Mike in Tinley Park, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Mike?
Hi, guys. I know what I had this thought right away yesterday. That his job's on the line. I have this funny feeling that Justin Fields' ribs will not heal well in the next week and a half, and Andy Dalton will start a week from Sunday against the Cardinals. What do you think, fellas?
Ooh.
This is a desperate man. Desperate man.
He's only starting if Justin Fields can't go, if he's not healthy, which is possible. A rib injury takes time.
Mm-hmm. Cracked ribs, too, is
reported. It takes time to heal. So it is possible that Dalton starts because Justin Fields is injured. There is no way, once Justin Fields is healthy, Mike, that they're going to go back to Dalton with Fields being healthy.
If your job was hanging on it, who would you start?
I would start Justin Fields and hope that Justin Fields looks awesome at the end of the season.
Because
and then
that saves
I can
the
parlay
job.
That into, look, we're figuring this out. We're not far away.
Can I ask you one more question while I got you guys on the line?
Yeah,
go ahead. Is it just me or did he look naggy? He looked scared to death out there yesterday. He looked like a guy in the waiting room of the maternity ward. Just sad to look at.
Mike, did you like him when they reversed that call for the fumble? He was really into it on the sideline.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Mm-hmm.
That was good. And then at the end, he ripped his headset off so fast to get out of Detroit, he almost ripped his ear off. It was funny.
Good stuff, Mike. Thanks for the phone call. If you want to join the conversation, the phone number is 312-332-3776. Abdal, were you paying attention to what Matt Nagy had to say yesterday after the game?
I did. I watched it. Yeah. I knew you that you and I, as astute radio hosts, mm-hmm. we had to do our due diligence.
Yeah.
So, yes, I listened to that.
A couple of things that caught my ear. You know, Matt Nagy yesterday talking about a special group. Special group.
This is a special group across the board. And, you know, obviously stating the obvious, we've been through some stuff, the distractions the last couple of days, but it just proves to who they are. You know what I mean? What type of fighters they are, what type of winners they are. And it's, you know, there's just an appreciation that I and we as coaches have for them because they're the ones that had to go out and do it today.
Matt Nagy yesterday after the game talking about everything that went on previously in the week for the Lions game.
Again, I don't wish anything. I just know that that I was there that day to be able to go out there and lead those guys in practice and try to focus to do everything we can do to win this game today. And anything else that happens, I got people that work, you know, that know what's going on outside of that building, that they tell me, okay, here's the deal, and that's it. And I go about it that way, and then we you know, I listen to what they had to say. And I think it's important in these type of times that you're very open with your players. I've taken a lot of time and effort to build relationships over the 3.5 years I've been here for these moments. Because what happens is then people try to tear you down. They try to rip you apart. They think you're vulnerable. And I think today we just proved that we're not, you know, we got guys that fight.
Matt Nagy also yesterday after the game talked about that joy in the locker room.
There's a joy in that locker room, and they're allowed to have that. They're going to have a great Thanksgiving today because they earned it, and they fought like hell, and they, you know, they told me what they were going to do, and they did it. How cool is that? Fighters they are. We got guys that fight. And they fought like hell, and we got guys that fight. Fighters they are.
Oh, no.
And they fought like hell, and we got guys that fight.
This is
Come on, Nagy. What are you doing?
That's all he's got, man. That's all he's got.
Again?
That's all he's got.
Again?
And they fought like hell.
It's all he's got, man.
No.
Fighting for his job. Fighting for their lives.
Lord, again.
That's all they got, man. That's all he's got. That's all he can do. What else would you, what do you do? What do you do when you're stuck in the corner? All the odds are against you.
Yeah, no, I know. It's the guy.
What do you do?
I know. It's
what do you do as a single dad?
It's all he has.
Raising two kids.
He's not single. Why trying to get, say that?
Trying to get by. Man,
he's not a single dad.
He's trying to get by, man. He's facing all these things. Maybe he's trying to get back on the dating scene. I don't know.
I feel like this is a television show on Freeform.
It is. It is. And one of the kids is a vampire. It has to be if it's on Freeform.
A vampire?
One of the kids is a vampire.
Oh,
absolutely.
Again.
Single dads. Let's hear it. His neighbor Kathy is trying to hook him up with all of her friends.
Fight.
No.
It's time to fight.
Can't believe he did it to us again.
Fight.
She's bringing over wine at 2 in the afternoon.
What's she up to?
You know, if I wasn't married.
You know, need some help over here?
Mm-hmm.
It's time to fight. It's time to fight.
Those three girls thought we were talking to them.
A small boat. Fighters they are. On the ocean. We got guys that fight.
sending big waves.
And they fought like hell.
And emotion.
It's time to fight.
Like how a single word.
It's time to fight.
Make a heart open.
It's time to fight.
I might only have one match.
Fighters they are.
If only mom could see you now.
I can make an explosion.
We got guys that fight.
This is my fight.
It's time to fight.
It's unbelievable.
I'm telling you, man.
The sky.
It's time to fight. It's time to fight. It's time to fight. It's time to fight.
We got guys that fight.
We
fought like hell.
It's time to fight. It's time to fight. It's time to fight. It's time to fight. It's time to fight.
I saw it. And I was like, oh, here we go again.
It's time to fight. It's time to fight.
We got guys that fight. And they fought like hell.
Still got a lot of fight left.
It's time to fight.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Sylvie here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. I'm Chris Black along with Adam Abdallah. We're filling in for Waddle and Sylvie today. Usually we produced this show from 2 to 6 here on ESPN 1000, Waddle and Sylvie. We also host from 6 to 8 every night here on ESPN 1000, Black and Abdallah. So Black and Abdallah in for Waddle and Sylvie today. If you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 312-332-3776. Bears beat the Lions yesterday 16-14. And really, the takeaways from the game are not as important as the larger conversation with the Chicago Bears. We all feel as if this is moving in a direction that Matt Nagy at the end of the season will likely be gone. Barring something remarkable taking place for the Bears at the end of the year, I doubt he'll be back. Now, the Bears beat the Lions, and the Lions have no wins. They're 0-10-1, but the Bears are now 4-7. They're nowhere in the playoff picture. As I was telling you a couple hours ago, that this team is just looking to fight their way back to 500 because that's where all of the teams who have wild card positions at the moment in the NFC, that's where they're all hanging around. They're all at 5-5. If you can somehow get your team to 500, you'll be in that conversation. I'm not saying you're making the playoffs. You'll be in the conversation. When we look back at our thoughts before the football season started, I thought the Bears would be right there. I thought they'd be a 500 team. I thought they'd go 9-8, but they'd miss the playoffs because I think to get into the playoffs in the NFC, I thought you'd have to get to 10 wins. 10-7 would be that mark. So that sets a table for this team now going into the end of the season. And as a Bears fan, what you think going forward of what this team should do as far as the front office, the head coach, moves in the offseason, there's a lot to kind of consider when you think about the Chicago Bears in 2022 when it feels like our hopes have been dashed here in 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at the remainder of the schedule, right? You say get back to 500, right? Well, Arizona this week is tough.
Not likely.
Green Bay.
Not likely.
Minnesota. Maybe. Since Seattle is only 3-7, New York's really bad, the Giants are really bad, and then you get Minnesota again. So it's going to be tough to get back to 500. Is it doable? Sure. Anything's doable. It's the NFL. Anything can happen. But to try to play, you know, the Cardinals, which, you know, we haven't even mentioned it today. Roquan Smith with the hamstring might miss some time here. They're debating an IR stint. Is what Matt Nagy was saying today. They're looking at the hamstring. He's going to try to do everything he can to get back on the field as quickly as possible. But that's something. And if you don't have Roquan, like that's him and Robert Quinn have been your two best defensive players by far this year. And if he's not there with Kyler Murray running all over the place, like if he's back and fully healthy, then that's going to be very tough. So to me, it's not about getting back to 500. It's not about stringing together any amount of wins. Like this is a team that. These games, unless Justin Fields is playing and showing progress, these games are meaningless because a bunch of these defensive players might not be here next season. Yeah, you're still going to have guys that you have under contract. You're still going to have Roquan Smith. You're still going to have a bunch of these dudes. But for the most part, you're going to see a lot of turnover on that side of the ball. You're going to see a lot of turnover, or some turnover, at least at the wide receiver position. You mentioned Darnell Mooney having a good game and coming on and being, you know, could he be a number one wide receiver when Allen Robinson moves on from this team from next season? If he does move on, can he be a true number one wide receiver? He's developed decent chemistry, it seems like, with Justin Fields. So there are things to look at when you're winning. But to me, if Justin Fields isn't playing, then these games, these might as well be preseason games because they just don't matter.
I was listening to you on Black and Abdallah on Tuesday night. Abdallah, you had an interesting thought here. As we look for the end of this season, into the offseason, if you're a Bears fan, your question was, what is on your wish list?
Yeah.
You're a Bears fan.
People are out shopping today?
Yeah.
It's Black Friday, or as you call it, Black Friday.
Black Friday, 30% off.
It went down.
No, I know. The day's getting shorter.
It was 50.
Yeah, no, you had to be there early. You had to wait in line early for the Black sales.
I wanted to know what people wanted. You know, ideally, there is a new head coach of this football team. Ideally, there is possibly a new GM of this football team. Who do you have your eyes on? Who do you, like, whether it's, I was getting ideas, everything from Jim Harbaugh. I said Brian Daboll for my head coach. You know, people want it. Well, people want what they see.
Yeah, I know.
So the comment was Peyton Manning, Louis Riddick for president, GM, whatever, and then Harbaugh for head coach.
All right. So if you want to join the conversation, 312-332-3776, your Bears wish list as we finish up this 2021 season. But obviously in the offseason, hopefully the Bears will be looking for some new people in personnel positions, like in the front office and or a head coach. So I'm listening to you on Tuesday night.
Did you make a list?
I made a list for myself. Now, I have to tell you this. I have a theme. First off, I'm done with first-timers. Not for me. I'm not interested.
What do you want? You're like old?
I want someone who has been a head coach before. I get it. There's a lot of little names out there.
Little names?
Little offensive coordinators.
Daboll's a little name?
I'm saying everyone says the same names. Daboll.
Bieniemy.
Yeah. Coordinators. I got it. On my list, it's the majority of my list. It's guys who have been head coaches in the National Football League before. Didn't work out well. Or college coaches who were head football coaches.
Chris's list is Bill Cowher.
No. I heard that call on Tuesday night. That's not good. I think you answered. You were like, he hasn't been in football.
When was the last time he coached a team?
So here's on my list. This is what I'm looking for. Now, we could get into the whole front office angle of this. I find it hard to believe that a GM will be able to hire the third head coach in his tenure. So likely if Nagy is out, Ryan Pace is out, because also think about the issues with this football team. It's not all coaching. It's also the depth and the lack thereof on the defensive side of the ball, offensive side. Like, think about it. Your number one wide receiver goes down. Who do you have? You got Mooney running out there. I thought he was nice. He's not a number one wide receiver. Who's Bird? Bird's out there dropping passes.
Yeah.
Like, number two, three, and four, like, those guys who are filling in, once you move Mooney up to one, it's like, this is not a wide receiver core. This is terrible. I would say the same to your cornerbacks. Like, the whole thing with Kendall Vildor all season, it was terrible. There's no depth there. And you created that hole in the roster. Yeah. You had Kyle Fuller there.
Yep.
Like, remember when it was Fuller and Prince Amukamara, and you had guys who were stable that you could trust as your corners? Like Jalen Johnson, but you need better depth.
Yeah.
All right. So what I was going to say is, for the front office position, you could give me a whole bunch of different names. I could agree with you, but I've got head coaches here for you on my list. Head coaches. These are people that I think the Bears should talk to. Names they should talk to. I would talk to David Shaw. He's a head coach at Stanford. He's been at Stanford for a very long time. He's had a lack of success as of late. And I wonder if just him in a new spot, being a, quote, leader of men, if David Shaw would be a nice fit in the NFL. Your thoughts?
I mean, what's he won, two games this year?
Yeah. As of late, Stanford has not been good.
Okay. I mean, you don't have to recruit.
Get out of recruiting.
Yeah. I mean, I like the name. I just, to me in college, if you're coming over from college to pro, you need to have proven yourself that you can win big games, right? Like, when people threw out Jim Harbaugh,
yeah,
I said, what has he done? What has he done at Michigan?
He took the 49ers to the Super Bowl. I know that much.
Okay. How long ago was that?
It was quite some time.
Okay. And people will say, oh, look what he got out of Colin Kaepernick. I'm not saying Justin Fields is Colin Kaepernick, but who did he develop? Who did he take as a raw quarterback and turn into a great quarterback? He hasn't done that.
You're not Colin giving him any credit for Andrew Luck?
Andrew Luck was good regardless.
Okay. All right.
Andrew Luck was good regardless. Like, that's why someone called in and said Mario Cristobal. And I said, why? He didn't use Justin Herbert, and look at what Justin Herbert can do. I was wrong about Justin Herbert because of Mario Cristobal.
All right.
It's his fault, not my fault. It's his fault.
I got more names for you.
So to me, to my answer is Shaw, what has he done?
Okay, what has he done? All right, I'll give you another name. How about the defensive coordinator and assistant head coach for the Buffalo Bills, Leslie Frazier?
That's not bad.
I would talk to Leslie Frazier. He's also a former Bears player.
Absolutely.
He understands the history of the franchise.
Yeah. You feel that meat quotient right there.
Yeah,
if you're checking off boxes, meat checked.
Familiar with the franchise. Mm-hmm. The family knows him.
Mm-hmm.
He had an opportunity as a head coach in the league. Didn't work out his way. Now he's worked his way to being a very good defensive coordinator with multiple teams, including a team that has one of the best defenses in the National Football League right now, the Buffalo Bills. I would talk to Leslie Frazier.
Okay.
I think that would be a nice hire. Now, again, I'm looking at stable guys who have been head coaches before. We need to stabilize the defense.
Yeah.
I'm not as worried about, oh, we got to get someone to develop Justin Fields. We got to get somebody offensive guru. No.
Mm-hmm.
I want a stable football team. I assume Fields will figure it out at some point, and then you can kind of match the two. So I would talk to Leslie Frazier. Same idea. I would talk to Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles, defensive coordinator with the Bucs. He used to be a head coach. You're shaking your head. What do you have against Todd Bowles?
I don't want a defensive guy.
See, I think you're making a mistake there.
I don't.
I think you need a guy who's been a head coach before.
Okay, fine.
Many of the offensive coordinators have never been a head coach before.
But I don't want a defensive guy.
I've got Todd Bowles on my list.
Because then your offensive coordinator is a revolving door of people constantly if you get a good one. And you don't think Fields is going to make the offensive coordinators look good?
Yeah, I know that's a theory.
You've said that multiple times.
All right, but like
you said that.
Look at other strong franchises, stability, head coaches who could do either. It's not necessarily only offensive guys.
Mm.
Mike Tomlin isn't an offensive guy.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin. No, they
Belichick,
don't fire.
Not an offensive
they give
guy.
They give their guys time. He also had Ben Roethlisberger. Like,
I'm just saying,
he has a Hall of Fame quarterback.
I would also talk to two college coaches right now to see if they're interested. I would talk to Ryan Day. I would talk to Brian Kelly. I would engage with Brian Kelly and find out if he's interested in moving to the NFL.
I don't know. I think the only college guy that I would consider is Ryan Day.
I would talk to Brian Kelly. I think Brian Kelly is a stable, good head football coach. This is what they're missing. They need leadership. They need a guy who can stabilize the franchise.
Can't win the big game either, but cool.
Mm-hmm. I would like a guy who's been a head coach.
All right.
And then if I had to give you a name of someone who hasn't, I would give you Byron Leftwich. Yeah. I think Byron Leftwich is going to be a hell of a coach.
I agree with you. I'm only skeptical about Leftwich because how much better does Brady make him look?
But he was like a candidate hot name before Brady got there.
I know. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I like him. I would say this, that I'm more worried about if you look at the group of offensive coordinators. The one I'm kind of the most worried at, and it might be because Nagy has ruined it, is Eric Bieniemy. Like, again, is it the same? Is it going to be the same situation if you bring in Eric Bieniemy? And the reason I like Dable is because look at the transformation of Josh Allen. Like, that's all offensive coordinator head coach of. Like, that to me is if he can take Josh Allen and turn him into what Josh Allen is now, that's what I want.
I would throw this out there. Bieniemy, will there be better jobs out there for him? Does he jump to one of these top college programs?
He could.
And would he prefer to be running LSU than, say, the Chicago Bears than the Chicago Bears?
If you look at the way college football has been going, James Franklin gets an extension. It was announced today. I can never remember his name. The guy from Baylor just got an extension, and that was a rumored job for someone to take over for USC or LSU. And so when you look at this, all of these coaches are staying. That's what you may start to see is offensive coordinators coming over to college and taking the LSU job, taking the USC job. Bieniemy was rumored for the USC job. So you might see that, and those guys might not be available.
I was listening to you on Tuesday night. I heard your list.
Oh,
there's my list. What do you think? At 312-332-3776. We'll take your calls. It's Black and Abdallah filling in for Waddle and Sylvie. Who is on your Bears wish list? You're looking for coaches. You're looking for front office executives. Who's on your wish list?